Blog Talk Radio.
All my days! Seems like they have been wasted, eh? Bueno! Just goes on with the show. Till I'm laid to rest. Yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the waste. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda that spread, tongues will have to confess. Oh, I'm in bondage, living is a mess. And I've got to rise up, alleviate the stress. No longer will I expose my weakness. Evil signaling begins with humbleness. Work 7 to 7, yet me still penniless. Body food up on me, stable master, God bless. I love the needy and shelterless. Ethiopia awaits all prince and princess. Till I'm laid to rest, yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the West. I know the East is the best, yes, propaganda that spread. Tongues will have to confess. What could a man do about the East? Everybody wants a peace. Africa, free African smart. Unification, no somebody feet. What a day when we walking down Redemption Street. Man up our head, Bible in a hand, one and all. Paper trendy from this land. Would you go down the home, go stop in a Shashama on the land. The city of Ferraris, where Selassie come from. In a Addis Ababa, then Botswana. Yes, Kenya, I end up in a Ghana. What a beauty, my eyesight behold. Holy Ethiopia, protect me from the cold. Till I'm laid to rest, yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the West. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda can spread. Tongues will have to confess. Organize and centralize. Come as one, overseas chances. So many more than stand. Some new one replenish. Pure and clean iron. Too long we've been under this man. Some are saving on the riches that them bend them to end. Want them is stupid and not found your chance. Easy and poor and you're meant to enter through an evil line. Now it is for a rich guy to enter in a Zion. Take it from I man. So, till I'm laid to rest. Yes, always be depressed. There's no living in the West. I know the East is the best. Lord, propaganda then spread. Tongues will have to confess. Oh, I'm in bondage. Living is a mess. And I've got to rise up, alleviate the stress. No longer will I expose my weakness. The whose signal it begins with humbleness. Word 7 to 7, yet me still penniless. Body food up on me table, master, God bless. All of the needy and shelterless. Ethiopia awaits all prince.
All right, welcome to tonight's installment of African Ottoman Scriptures, where we I guess we cover various words from the Bible. And we look at them in their original Yesharalim, the Israelites, the meanings that they use in the context of their worldview. And we talk about Hebrew, Aramaic, and Kanani. Hebrew was birthed and derived from Aramaic and the Canaanite script and linguistic culture. It is a perfect hybrid of that. So we look at the pictographic nature of the letters. Each letter represents a symbol that has its inherent meaning of its own and has a root structure. And what we do, we look at these types of arrangements to and use lexical aids in order to discover deeper meanings, and so we can become better custodians of the text. All right, so we can access the sublime message were recorded by ancient peoples thousands of years ago. Okay? Tonight's feature are the terms husband, master, and hero. And the first word, husband, the English word that we use for husband, we'll look at about three or four different Hebrew words that are translated as husband. The first of them is the word Ayesh, spelled Aleph Yod Resh. The ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, index number is 1021-M. And excuse me because I didn't record the Strong's number for this one. The word Ayesh is often translated in English Bibles as man. And this word is formed from the parent root Aleph Shin, which is translated as fire. Basically means Aleph Shin is Aleph means strong, strength, or a thousand, and Shin means to consume or devour. So fire is a strong devourer; it, you know, burns up and consumes anything that it comes in contact with. Okay, so in the word for husband here is Aleph Yodshin. The Yod represents the hand. The Yod is a simple pictogram that represents the hand. And last week we talked about the little wife, concubine, and handmaid. The wife spelled Aleph Shin Hay. There's a fire, and the hay represents seeing or beholding or looking. And so we said, look at the one who holds the fiery one, the one with the flame. Well, since we have the Yod in between the Aleph and Shin, we translate that as the fiery-handed one or the hot-handed one. Okay, so, and it's interesting, you put the word Ayesh. Some people pronounce it Ish, as the rabbinic pronunciation follows. But, you know, we take that back and restore the A sound to the Aleph. I pronounce it Ayesh, and you look at Ayesh and Ayesh, Asha, or Aset. Ashet, that where you can see the both of them, they both contain the root Aleph Shin, which is fire, and then they both contain the letters Yod and He. And Yod and He are the first two letters of the tetragrammaton. That is a tetragrammaton is one the four letter name of the creator of heaven and earth and deity who handed the covenant through many of the patriarchs, most famous of whom is Abraham or Terah. And so he is one of the most famous servants of Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Okay? And the second term for a husband we'll look at is Anash. Some people say Enos or Enosh. Okay, and it is spelled Aleph Nun N. The ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible index number is 2003, and the James Strong Concordance of the Bible number is 606, and it is translated simply as man, mostly, really. And then there's another term, a variant spelling rather, Aleph Nun Yod Shin, and its strongest number is 376 and 377. It's often and the second one is translated as husband more than the other one, and it among a few other related words. But the husband, the word husband is mostly used for the one bearing Anish, Aleph Nun Yod Shin. So then we have the term Ro, Rio, and it is spelled Resh Ayin, and the variant spelling is Resh Yud Ayin. Okay, now the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible number is 1453-A. It's a masculine noun, and it is translated, it is from the root Resh Ayin. And with 2 weeks ago, well, on African Anime and Scriptures, we did an exposition on the word two words, friend and evil. Both friend and evil are spelled exactly the same. This is why we covered our homonyms. And this word is a derivative of that homonym. And it is translated as husband. But you know, from the root, parent root, Resh Ayin for friend, and it means literally the watchful man, the man who watches. Okay, so you can mean a watchman. It doesn't necessarily have to be. Even when we look at the term husband in English, we can really get down into what husband is and what we call husbandry in terms of dealing with animals, livestock, and that sort of thing. I think I probably should have done that to kind of to relate it to these words to see if they even, that English word is really a good fit. I'll probably do that later on. Okay. Well, the fourth word would transition us into between the terms master and husband, because this next word, this word Baal, most people pronounce it Baal, it is used in both contexts. Okay. The ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible number for this one is 2027. The strong number is 1167 and 69. It comes from the root ayin lamed. Ayin lamed is a preposition. We call a preposition in the English language. And it carries the meaning of something being over or upon something else. And that's the big idea. So you look at this word, this has a bit iron lamed. And the bit symbolizes a house, the iron symbolizes the eye, and the lamed symbolizes the shepherd's staff. The staff of a shepherd's staff means this person's in charge of authority. You know, we're talking about Moses. The pharaohs of Egypt, they carry this shepherd's staff. It's a long staff with a crook at the top of it. And that's a very ancient symbol of authority and rulership. Okay? And so it's meaning the householder who watches and rules, reigns, and or directs. And the householder, that means he married, he has children. He's, you know, we talk about this a lot in other disciplines. And this word, Baal, most often is translated as master or lord. Yet it is frequently translated as husband as well. It's most often associated with that. So we'll take a little time to let you look up these terms in your Strong's Concordance of the Bible, make necessary notes, and we'll continue in a few more minutes with the terms translated as master and hero. Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com. right. We're back to look at the remaining two English words and their Hebrew originals. That the words are master and hero. Okay, the next word is chatan. That's it, chatan. It's chet, tau, nun, safit. Ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible number 2224. And Strong, James Strong Index number 2859. And it's from the root chet, tau. That's chet or chet. And ancient, and that's ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible number index number 1183. Is most often translated as fear or hate. That's interesting. As the word translated fear, hate, get to be translated as master or some kind of overseer. And beats me to some extent. Relation, this word is usually associated with people who are related to one another through by way of marriage. Unions associated through marriage, like brother-in-law, sister-in-law. This is the word you really find most often when you're talking about a father-in-law, brother-in-law, something like that. And it has infrequently been used as master than in-law or some kind of association brought about by the marriage of a relative. Now, to bring us on in the home that year. This is a very popular word. Adon. Now, Adon and Baal are the two words you see the most used as master. Anytime you're reading the Hebrew Bible, you're going through, you'll see Adon and Baal or Baal. That can, those, in fact, they have the highest frequency for those, that word master. But Adon, which is coming for me with the term Adonai or Adonai, this is the word right here. It's ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible. Index number is 1083-C, and the strong number is 113. Adon comes from the parent root Den or Dan. How you want to pronounce that? Or Den. Anyway, Den meaning judgment or decision. Interesting. That's the root for the word Adon or Adonai. Now, the Aleph serves here as a prefix. It's a prefix. It's not part of the root, so it's a prefix. You give it another associated meaning. Doesn't change the tense. Doesn't change the, change it into a different part of speech or anything. But it just enhances the compound word, if you will. The Aleph means, okay, we talked about even in connection with the word fire. The Aleph symbolizes strength and numerical power. Is associated with strength, like a fascia binding the sticks together in a bundle. But strength is symbolized increased power. You can look at it as the strong decider or the strong judge, a powerful decider, a powerful judge, to that effect. This is because the judge, you have to make a decision. Some people say rule or strong ruler, something like that. And so it's often translated as Lord and Master in the King James translation of the Hebrew text of the Bible. However, that is not very helpful. The translation that you find in an English language Bible from the 17th century onward is very difficult. But people tend to lean to traditional translations or renderings of certain words because they just have some loyalty based upon some reasons I don't understand. Maybe I do. And so now we got to have it clear. Adon means a strong judge, strong leader, strong decider, with me. Now, this brings us to our final term here, soldier. Now, I didn't really have time to look and see what other words are used as soldier or hero. For the sake of brevity, I hate to do this particular term a disservice by not exploring it as deeply as I possibly can. I guess what we, I'm not going to say I guess, but I'm going to have to make this an assignment for any of you to who in the African Aramean Scriptures group are on in the Blog Talk Radio audience to possibly look for yourselves and see if you can find any other words. I guess this is a challenge. That's what I'll make. We'll make a challenge that you can find another word for hero or soldier, and you can post it to the group and provide it with this strong number, because some of you may not own a Brown Driver Briggs lexicon, which even I don't own a copy, and or ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible. So if you at least have the strong, you can use a strong online, so you don't have to have a hard copy text like this guy. So you can find another word for hero, slipping between Hebrew and then going a little bit Egyptian thing right there. But anyway, the next word is Gebur. We have the word Gebur for soldier, hero. It's an ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible. Number is 2052. Strong's index number is 1397. And it comes from the parent root bar. Bar. Now, this bar word was very interesting because I ran into this word studying the word for astrologer. So it's interesting how they share the same parent root. I think I'll connect these two terms. I believe next week we're going to do an exposition on various terms of forbidden or taboo arts, from which astrology isn't one of them. We're going to explore these words and their usages in Aramaic and Hebrew. Mention this, but let me digress. This term, this root bar, is the root word for creation and dividing the heavens, and as well as this term hero. They all come from the same root. So to be a astrologer or a divider of the heavens is heroic. Basically, they come from the same root. Yep, and we'll delve more deeply into that next week. So let me go ahead and bring this one home. The parent root bar means great strength, and it's just a more simplified translation of it. But that's what it is. It means great strength. And Gebur is often used and translated as the term hero or soldier, due to the basic meaning of the term as one who prevails with exceeding strength. Again, or one who overcomes obstacles, by being strong, to that effect. And this term has been translated by lexicographers and Bible translators as Lord and Master as well. But mighty is used more than those two, Lord and Master. So what they're trying to say is to be a master, to be the Baal, to be a household who oversees and directs, or the one who judges, a strong judge, has to be one who must overcome obstacles. He must overcome and master primarily himself. By mastering himself, he can master his external environment, that is people, that is nature, that is overcoming obstacles that interfere with him connecting with his creator as well. So this is what Gebur means. Some people translate that severity, but this is the essence of Gebur. It is great strength, the one who does that. All right, and this concludes this episode of African Aramean Scriptures. You can find us on Facebook with the primary, the African Aramean Scriptures Project, and that scripture spelled with a K, and African spelled with a K as well. And you can, if you're interested in studying words from an Afro-Hebraic perspective, then this is the group for you. And you can just send me a mail here on BTR, and I should be able to reply with you, to your correspondence in a week or so, and we can I can direct you to the group, and you can look at our archives of subjects and interest on varying topics from span biblical history. Okay. And that's cool that week. We look forward to seeing you next week, where we will discuss the terms magician, diviner, astrologer, sorcerer, and many more. And we will discuss how they were used in the ancient to describe ancient artists, esoteric scientists. Okay. All right, and y'all have a great week. Shabbat Shalom. La Yalla. Oh.